have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Do you have an upcoming event? Well, I encourage you to book Beyond Defense Family for an amazing experience. Beyond Defense is a talented group of men and women who have toured the world to display their talents of song and ministry. Did I forget to mention multi-award winners? They're your one-stop shop for making your event the best in the city. Book Beyond Defense today at beyonddefense.org. Click menu, then contact. Beyond Defense, your audience will thank you.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
It's not about religion, it's not about religion.
More
of a culture thing when you were evil. on the radio. This your host, your main man, the coach, David Benton, and I am in the building. And you know what? I am smiling. Yes, I am. I am smiling ear to ear. Why? Because I'm still here. I'm breathing, and I always got an opportunity to change. That's right. So I have every reason to smile. Shout out to Elation family. We love you. We love you. We love you. Thank you. Thank you for praying for this show. Thank you for praying for Elation, period, because we know when we come on, we are covered. If we could just go straight into it, because we know we are saved from the prayers of other ones. We know that we're covered, we're good, and we can just go straight in. We got a wonderful show for you guys tonight. I am telling you, get ready, get ready. We are about to have a blast, and we're going to take you beyond the radio. That's right. So with that being said, let me go ahead. Can I get a drum roll? The coach, Shay Samuels, are you in the building?
Shay Samuels is in the building, and I'm smiling. What up, Elation family, and what up, Elation family, and to all of the listeners. Y'all, let me tell y'all, we love y'all. We love you. We love you. We love you. Shout out to the Beyond the Fence family. And Coach David, I'm really excited about this show tonight. So I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready.
All right. Maestro, can I get another drum roll? The funny, the comedian, Tommy Two Toes, are you in the building?
Tommy Two Toes is in the building, and I'm smiling from ear to prosthetic. From ear to prosthetic.
Hey, bro. It's amazing, man, how none of this is scripted, and you say something that really have us cracking up. Now, we on radio. You can't be making me
mad.
Like,
I got to tell y'all, man, because you said something last week, and I got to steal it from you. I had a epic with a K weekend. Man, I just came back from the Chris Rock comedy show, and I was so inspired to see greatness in action.
Wow.
It was worth the ticket admission, man. It was worth it. It was definitely worth it.
That is awesome. I definitely want to talk to you about that off air, about that experience. I meant to ask you about that. But to hear you say that just now, I'm so interested in hearing the rest, and I know the show do not have enough time, because, bro, I definitely want to hear that experience.
Oh, yeah, we'll definitely talk about it.
Yes, sir. So, Coach Shay, I'm going to go ahead and hand it over to you so you can go ahead and announce our awesome guest. I think it's only right, out of pure respect for these queens, that you should introduce them.
Not a problem. I'm honored to introduce both of our special guests tonight. One is no stranger to the Beyond the Radio station, the family, and all of the above. You heard her at the beginning giving a great big shout out to the Beyond the Fence family, and you hear us announce her every single week as one of our proud sponsors. I would like to introduce to you guys once again Miss Paula G, Voice Lady Wisdom After Midnight. Are you in the building?
Mic check. Paula G, Voice, a.k.a. Wisdom, is in the building. And I
Lady
am
Wisdom is in
smiling.
The building. I love it. I love it. I feel like it's really been about
a year that we've had you on the show, because I think the last time it was for to recap the conference as well. So we know that you have been extremely busy, and we want to hear about everything that you got going on. I'm going to introduce our next special guest, though, your cohort and co-host of the God is in Everything conference for this year, 2023, all the way from Canada, Miss Dawn Barker Pierre. Are you in the building?
No. I'm in the building from Yes, I am. Good evening.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Ladies and gentlemen, she's coming all the way from Canada to bless you tonight on air. And so there may be some technical difficulty. I might be hearing you go in and out, but just we apologize in advance because she is calling possibly on one of her lines. So can you hear us, Sister Dawn?
I can hear every sweet word you're saying.
I love it. I love it. Well, we want to welcome you both on, and because we have two guests this this evening, we want to make sure we get everything that we can about you guys up front, and then talk a little bit tonight about the recap of the God is in Everything conference. You know, we are still talking about it. We're still in preparation for 2024, and it's an honor to have both of you on tonight. So first, Paula G, Voice Lady Wisdom After Midnight, if you could let our guests once again know who you are and why your name just rings bells all over the place.
Well, thank you all. Good evening. Good evening, Coach Shay. Good evening, Coach David, my brother Tommy Two Toes. Good evening. And, of course, my illustrious co-host, Dawn Barker Pierre. Thank you all so much for having me this evening. Yes, I am Paula G. Voice, a.k.a. Lady Wisdom. I am the host of My Journey with Paula G on WATC TV 57 right here in Atlanta. I am a lifestyle commercial model. I am a voiceover actress. And I am have transformed my life, and I help others who are ready to do the same. And it has been an amazing journey the last 7 or so years that I have been on this particular journey. I am so appreciative of the Beyond Defense family and your support along the way, being a part of the God is in Everything conference. And we are embarking on our fifth year of My Journey with Paula G. So the train continues to move.
God, I love it.
To open doors and continues to bless, yes.
Well, I love it. Thank you so much again for your support and just how, you know, just collectively we come together to do what we need to do for the people. And so I think whenever you do something like that, Paula G, Lady Wisdom After Midnight, we go all the way back to like Christian, late night Christian radio. Shout out to Jerry Voice. Shout out to Jerry Voice, the Christian party line where she was coined the Lady Wisdom After Midnight, because we were definitely on after midnight.
After midnight.
So thank you for hanging out with us even then. So Sister Dawn Barker Pierre, can you tell our listeners here in the U.S. who you are and a little bit more about yourself as well?
Hello, USA. good evening. Thank you all so much. A thank you to Coach Shay, Coach David, and Miss Lovely, Lovely Paula G with her lovely voice. Thank you so much for, you know, putting me on your back and showing me the ropes of co-hosting with you. I so appreciate all of your wisdom and all of your support and all of your encouragement. It was my first time hosting, as you know, and I had an amazing, amazing time. But we'll get into all that later. So I'm Dawn Barker Pierre. I am a advocate, is who I am and what I'm about. As a breast cancer survivor, I am using my story and my experience, my trials, my triumphs, to encourage and uplift and give light to those who are in a dark place with their own journey of breast cancer. So that is my mission and my goal here in Canada. What I'm trying to raise awareness about is lowering the screening age from 50, which we currently are told, to 40. It needs to get lower, and that is what I'm missioning to do. That is my purpose. I feel that God has got me through what I got through in order to make change and to advocate for change. So that is what I'm working on currently. It's my personal project, and I'm praying to God that he sees me through and that I can make the change that's necessary for those coming after us, like my children and their children and their children. So that is my goal and my mission. So thank you for having me, and I'll pass it back over to you, Sister Shay.
I love her. She's using her skills, Paula G.
I love it.
So, you know, thank you so much for allowing our listeners to learn more about you. We are definitely in support of what you're doing and wherever we can help. I mean, you have people who are listening, you know, just miles away. You're in Canada. We have people listening miles away. And I know that Kimmy Kim is listening as well, a cancer survivor. And so whatever we can do to help in your quest, on this side of the world, we are definitely open to doing that. So I'm going to hand it to Coach David to see if he has any questions, or Tommy Two Toes, before we get into the actual recap of the conference.
Miss Don Barker Pierre, oh my God, you did such a wonderful job. Like, it seemed like you and Paula G both, like, you guys, like, been knowing each other for, like, over a decade. Like, y'all just cousins or something. Like, y'all just back. And when I say it was just, oh, my God, you guys made it so, it was perfect.
Kendra,
I think America want to know. We all probably asking this question, and I'm going to ask it, too. Have you ever seen Drake before? We want to know, have you seen Drake?
I have not seen Drake. No, I
That's all we want to know. We don't, listen, we can still pursue you, say you from Canada, Toronto, or Vancouver, anytime. We like, have you seen Drake? We just want to know, have you seen him in a store one time? That's all.
I have not. I have seen Morris Chestnut years ago, probably back in the early 90s.
All right.
I bet you wasn't expecting that one, Sister Dawn.
But she handled it well.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just, you know, now America feels better. You know, that's all America wants to know. They're like, man, I wonder how she seen Drake. So I had to ask you, for the millions of people that's here, it was important. You know, it's a shame that just because you're in Canada, you're supposed to see him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we just want to know. That's right. So I want to ask you, like, when you came on to the Goddess and Everything conference, and knew that you and Paula G was going to be the host, what was your first thought of what could go wrong? Did anything happen like, I hope this don't go wrong? And if you did think like that, how did you prepare for it?
You know what? The first thought that came to my mind is, it was technical difficulties. I was hoping that there wouldn't be any technical difficulties, because when you're streaming and when you're on Zooms and things like that, the internet has a funny way of just coming in and interrupting everything. So that is what my first thought was as far as what could go wrong. Everything else, I knew God in it, so I was not worried. And God was in it even with respect to the internet too, because everything went as smoothly as it should. So that was the only thing that I could think of off the top of my head, is the internet connections. And as we're speaking here today on the phone, Sister Shay did, you know, she put a disclaimer out, because I'm calling from Canada, so, you know, anything's possible with the connections, but we were all connected that day, and we just thank God that everything went so successfully.
I have to say, after she said that, I thought about like internet interruptions. They all start. They both start with the same letters. Internet interruption. I think.
Right.
That's
for real. So, Miss Paula G. Voice. Miss Paula G. Voice, the awesome queen you are. We know you for doing your voiceovers, but you have so much more to you. And but with the voiceovers, what made you decide to be like, you know what, I'm going to do a voiceover? Because it's like you have Billy D. Williams, right? And Billy D., you know, he got that voice, and we just love Billy D., right? Put Billy D. voice on there, it's going somewhere. So you, as a beautiful woman you are, a queen, what made you say, you know what, I believe that I can excel doing these voiceovers as well?
You know, I think that as we are all on this journey that we call life, that our gifts come to the surface, and sometimes our audience can define what it is that we do, or sometimes our audience can identify for us what our calling is or what that gift is. And it was years ago, I worked as a program director for the YMCA, and years ago I would go around and do the morning shows to promote our summer camp program because that was our cash cow. So I would do the morning shows on the radio. I would do the morning shows on television. I remember when I was in Baltimore, I did the morning show with Richard Scheer. That was back when Oprah was on, before she even became famous. I was never on with her at the same time. But that's how long ago it was. So every time I would come off air, whether it was the radio or television, I was always asked the same question. Have you ever thought about a career in radio? Have you ever thought about a career in television? And at the time, I was a military spouse, so, you know, I was following this man all over the planet. So it didn't really register. I'm like, oh, that sounds nice, but, you know, I'm a military spouse, so I've got a duty there. And as the years unfolded and it continued to be brought to my attention and it continued to be mentioned to me, and people continued to say, your voice is so soothing when I hear you read this, or I heard you on the radio, or I heard you at church doing announcements or something to that effect, your voice is just so soothing. And I started to think about that, and I started, you know, praying. I'm like, Lord, if this is the gift that you would have for me, if this is according to your will, give me the wisdom and discernment to recognize it. Open the doors of opportunity. Give me the courage to walk through. And he has done just that. And that's how I have arrived at this point of using the gift that he has placed in me. And that is the gift of voice.
Yes, and that's a beautiful thing, because when it comes to a voice, you know, it's the reality we live in of this world today. They feel like, you know, they use it as it's sexy, but we have to realize, like, with voices, like when I listen to your voice is soothing. It relaxes you, you know, make you feel good about yourself, you know. Then it has power coming from it.
Amen.
So when you put that together, it's definitely a voice that's necessary.
And I think if I could say this too, that, you know, also when God gives us a gift, we can certainly use that gift to support ourselves. We can use that gift as income, if you will. But we also need to use that gift to serve others and to serve His people. And I think one of the greatest opportunities that I have is, and what I've been doing for the last 7 or so years, is using my voice and volunteering for the Georgia Radio Reading Service, which is an internet radio station for the blind and visually impaired. And I record for them every week. At first I was doing live broadcasts, and then I have recorded a lot of audiobooks for them, and now I read one of the magazines for them. And it's so humbling when you meet the listeners, some of who have been blind from birth, and you walk into the room and they start, you start talking and they know your voice. That is the most humbling experience. So out of all of the projects that I do for voiceover, that is probably for me the most rewarding, because I'm using the gift that God has given me to serve his people who need a voice in their life, because they don't have the gift of sight, you know, to read periodicals, to look at television, and to see, you know, just the beauty of the world around them. So I'm just grateful. I'm just grateful. And we all know if we don't use the gift that God has given us, he just might take it away and give it to somebody else.
That's right.
That's good. I wanted to ask, before Tommy goes, I do apologize, David, before Tommy goes, we have a short time with Sister Dawn, so I just had a question as Paula was talking about using the gift. A couple of years ago now, I think we're on our third year with Dawn being a part of the conference, and so when we talked about utilizing the gift, Dawn actually came on to the conference not knowing that we were going to begin to pull on her gift. And so, Sister Dawn, as Paula was talking about using your gift, if you don't use the gift, you know, if God gives you an opportunity to use it, use it. And so I believe even being on the radio show is an opportunity for you to share your gift as well. So what has that experience been like for you, knowing you were introduced, which we found out this year, you were introduced to the conference, you know, kind of last minute, you got on, you jumped in, and since then, just every year, it's been growing. What has that experience been like for you?
Honestly, Coach Shea, the experience has taught me to lean in to your gift, to lean in and take a step out in faith. That's what all of this has taught me, because, yes we have nerves. Yes, we have fears. Yes, we are hesitant to do things that we've never done before, but when God is in it, he will equip you. And you just have to take that leap of faith and trust. So with everything that I've done with you, Coach Shea, and with the God is in Everything conference for the last 3 years, has been done in faith. I have done it, yes, with nerves and butterflies in my stomach, you know, with, oh, my goodness, can I really do this? But
yeah.
You know what? You do it, and you do it with those nerves, and you do it with the shaky voice, and you do it with the butterflies flying around in your stomach. The best thing you can do is just do it. I'm not doing a Nike commercial here, but...
Well,
you have to
but no,
do it.
It is true.
Yes. So, Tommy Two Toes, I know you probably got a question as well for Ms. Dawn.
Yeah.
She put her on.
Sister Dawn Pierre, I was going to initially ask you if you're able to get Drake on the show. You know what I mean? But on a serious note. On a serious note, I want to salute you with both hands for being a breast cancer advocate. All the survivors, I know they thank you, because, I mean, I have some personal issues with that because, you know, it affected my family. My mother, you know, she passed away from that particular situation or, you know, at least associated with breast cancer. So I want to salute you on that. We thank you. We definitely thank you. And I'm hoping you can help get the age limit lowered as quickly as possible, because I do agree that the sooner we can find out, the sooner it can, you know, get resolved.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I don't really have any questions, but like everybody's already said, Ms. Paula G., that voice of yours, I would rather you be the person that gives me bad news, because you make it sound good just from your voice. You know, hey, I'm fired.
I will keep that
you
in mind.
You can fire me. No way.
Tommy Two Toes, Tommy Two Toes, darling, you're fired.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I love it. So I do have another question for Paula G, but this would be for the both of you guys as it pertains to the conference. You know, knowing that you were going to co-host this year with one another, not knowing each other, coming from different worlds. I mean, literally, you're in U.S., it's U.S., Paula, and Sister Dawn's in Canada, and it's not like you guys could meet up for lunch, but you made it happen. So Paula G, what was your experience? Because you not only, you know, it's one thing to be in a, we're in media. And so typically when we work with people, we work with people who have already done media. They understand how media works. And there has to be a level of patience, as we all know, Coach David, Coach Paula, and myself, when you're working with people, some people just aren't flexible. And they're not willing to learn. They think they know it all, and it becomes a struggle. But you became a coach in that. And so what was that experience like, literally from the U.S. to Canada? What was that experience like for you? And then when she finishes, Sister Dawn, what was that experience like for you?
You know, I had a friend that has since passed away. He had this phrase that everything that you do in your life prepares you for the particular moment in time that you're facing. And so I say that to answer your question. You know, back when I had my radio show, my theme for that radio show was Worldwide Conversations, because I would have conversations. I would have guests from around the world, being a former military spouse and living in different countries around the world, being an educator and educating all the way from the itty-bitty babies up to adults. All of those things help to prepare me for whatever God has placed in front of me. So having these conversations with Dawn and getting to know Dawn was just, it was exciting for me. You know, I'm an educator at heart. So, you know, I love to be able to teach. I love to be able to coach. And Dawn and I both have this wonderful, beautiful thing called WhatsApp that we were able to communicate via video and, you know, via video and conversation. And, you know, those of us who have international connections, you know, we really rely on WhatsApp. So it was just delightful. She was so delightful to work with. And I have to commend her on what she was saying about, you know, stepping out in faith, even though you have those fears and you have those anxieties and so forth. There was this quote that I found some years ago, and it was called "Leap and the net will appear." And she was a testimony to leaping and the net appearing and things working out and, you know, just God working in and through her. And I was so incredibly proud of her that she just stepped up to the plate and was just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful co-host. And I learned some things from her. I had to take some notes from her because I learned some things from her as well. So it was just a beautiful, beautiful experience.
Dawn will definitely teach you.
Yes, she will.
Well, I'll step in, and I just want to say, Paula G, I love you. I really, really do. I think we blended so well. I think that our spirits were are aligned, and it was such a beautiful thing to work with you. You are such a patient person, and yes, her voice is so soothing. So it was just easy breezy with her. Yes, we stayed connected through WhatsApp. She was very, very, you know, she made herself available. We did Zooms, and we stayed in contact, and we made sure that we were both feeling comfortable. We did not get off the Zoom or the phone until we were both feeling comfortable and feeling that we've got this. And we did. We just kept telling each other, we got this. We got this.
We sure
That's
did.
So awesome.
We
That's
had
so
we
awesome.
Exercise some humility in there, like, okay, let's humble ourselves. Let's humble ourselves.
Yeah. I mean, you have to, though, when you think about it. I mean, you're meeting one another for the first time and working together for the first time. And we know, Coach David, you know, Tommy Two Toes, you know, at times people can be very, very difficult to work with. And just to see you guys, I had a chance to see both of you guys interact on one of the calls that I was on. And it was, like David said, you guys looked like you knew one another forever. And I think, you know, that pain to purpose really is what aligns us, that everyone understands that we've been through trials, we've been through tribulations, and the only way is up from that. And so you guys were definitely you guys executed that well. If you're just tuning in, we are on with Paula G. Voice Lady Wisdom After Midnight, and we from the United States, and she's in Atlanta, Georgia, and also with Don Barker-Pierre, who is in Canada, on with us tonight recapping the God is in Everything conference. We will not be doing a music break tonight because we have these two special guests on, and we want you guys to get we want you guys to get to know them so much more. So, Coach David, I'm going to hand it back over to you, sir. Do you have a question?
Yes, Ms. Don. Shout out to Ms. Don again. I want to ask you about, like you were saying, how sometimes, you know, you being in Canada, you was afraid, like, man, I'm just hoping I don't have no technical difficulties. So even when you got on there, people don't see, like, they you know, people complimented us. Oh, man, that was a great conference. That was a great conference. But they don't see what goes on the back end. The thing is that they don't see. Can you recall, and this is for both of you guys, can you recall any blooper moment that you've seen before that people might not understand that we had to go through to make happen what happened? Because it takes work, and people just see the last part of it, and they think that's how it goes. They just don't understand the work we really put behind this to create something special.
That's classified information.
I'm just messing. I'm just messing.
There was the moment, David, that when Pastor Delano was speaking, and if you recall that was glitchy. It was a little glitchy, and we're like, oh, no. And of course, we relied on our handy-dandy WhatsApp. So we said, okay, hey, it's a little glitchy. We got to do something. So, you know, we were hoping that it would, you know, rectify, but it didn't. So Paula G and I, we as moderators, that was our time to jump in and, you know, take control of the situation, and I think we handled it pretty well.
We did.
Well, Coach David talked about that. Can we add to their blooper, though, since she mentioned that blooper? So while you guys were moderating on WhatsApp, Coach David and I, because we were all in one building, David, what was your blooper pertaining to that as well?
Well, for one thing, I couldn't stop laughing because I know he was going in and out. And we heard it. And the Lord said, and God did. And he was going in. He not knowing.
You guys couldn't hear it.
Right. So I go in there and say, they can't hear you. He's a stop. He shut him all the way down. He couldn't even play it off. I couldn't play. I didn't know what to do. I'm laughing. It just like threw it all off, but you guys came right in at the right time, and people just don't understand how that went because he shut down. Like right, I said, they can't hear him. He shut down, and his face, the way his face was looking, he looked defeated already. And it was
and
so
he had
funny.
He had a towel. He had a napkin in his hand because he was going in so much. He was over there sweating, but he was stuck on our side, so we couldn't see, you know, the conference couldn't see him. Shout out to Pastor Delano McLeod, who has been on with us as well, to recap. But he glitched out, and then somebody put a photo up, so we were like, great job. You know, they put the photo up, but then David ran in and like, but he was still talking, and you guys couldn't hear it. And Coach David went in and said, they can't hear you, brother. He said, oh. And he still had time to go. He still had time to go. Paula G, do you have a blooper moment?
Oh, my gosh. I guess that would be it because I seem to remember him preaching his heart out, but the screen was frozen, you know?
We got all the preaching.
And then
David and I got all the preaching.
And then he went out, but Don, didn't we talk about that? We talked about dead air. We talked about in the event that, you know,
yes,
the system goes down, that, you know, we would keep it going with conversation. But
yes,
but yeah, that was funny because he was, you know, he was clean as the Board of Health. He was ready. But he just froze. He just froze on the screen. I think G. Will had a couple of moments there, you know, as well in the beginning. But like you said, people have no idea what goes on, you know, behind the scenes, and, you know, when your internet goes out and you're scrambling to get back up before, you know, anybody realizes that, you know, that your internet goes out or something falls over, your camera or something falls over, you know.
Or it dies. Or it dies. Because
yes,
our
dies.
Laptop died,
yes,
right in the middle. And
yes,
I don't know how it was right in the middle of Pastor Shireen's message. And
yes,
we were just kind of like, how, scrambling, and we finally got it back on, but she was still going.
Yeah, and I almost had, actually, now that you mentioned that, I almost had that happen because the day before I was reconfiguring my space to prepare for the conference. So I had moved my computer and some things, not realizing that the plug had come out. So as we were broadcasting, you know, the little message comes across, 5% power, or you're down to 5% power, something like that. And I'm smiling on the screen, but I'm like scrambling to try to get this thing plugged in. Dawn, start talking.
Oh my goodness!
You
know, you
guys, profile, yes. And then I had to crawl under the table, you know, trying to look cute. I had to get out of my seat, crawl under the table, plug that in. Then before I came on, I had to look in the mirror real quick, make sure my hair, my makeup, my eyelashes hadn't fall off, and then, you know, put the screen back on.
It was amazing. The things that we go through that people just don't know.
They have no idea.
It's a Zoom meeting, you know, they kind of probably think it's a Zoom meeting, but they don't know how much running around is being done. So,
and can we say God bless John Michael?
Yes.
John Michael? Oh, my gosh.
Yes. God bless John Michael. He will be on here with us as well.
He saved the day a few times. He put that
photo up, and then from there, I mean, he's all eyes. So we have a John Michael, shout out to John Michael, but he is the engineer behind the conference. And so all the things that were going around are on, from the moderating of the video and, you know, pinging from G Will to the speaker spotlight, all of that, videos that were played, all of that is John Michael. And we do give a great big shout out to him, and he's excited about every year going forward.
Coming
so
on.
We talk once a year, but he's ready. So
yes.
Tommy Two Toes.
Yes, I want to ask both of y'all ladies the same question. At the conference, just wondering, you know, what speakers stood out to you? Because I know we had a lot of great speakers. So I just wondered from each one of y'all, what speakers stood out to you all?
Oh, wow.
Go first. They were all fantastic, and they all deserve a round of applause. Can we play that? Can we play that clip you have with the clapping, please?
Give them some applause.
Hit it.
Okay. I love it.
Well, they were all.
Hold on. Our engineer is behind the scenes. There's an engineer behind the scenes, so you'll be talking and she'll probably get it out. But we got you. We got you since the dawn.
No worries. So you know what? I would have to say that David Benton Jr. stood out to me because he's the youngest of the crew. And I'll be honest, I didn't know he was coming on until the last minute. So I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on? And then I went to WhatsApp. I said, Paula G, what's going on? So that was a funny moment. But I love I loved his young perspective. And, you know, he said, push yourself out of your comfort zone. And that to me is ideally what I was saying, what I was doing with every opportunity mm-hmm. that I've received from you, Coach Shay, with the God is in everything conference. I pushed myself out of my comfort zone, and that's what we have to do. When we're comfortable, mm-hmm. we're not growing. It's when we're uncomfortable. Those are the times that we're growing and we're blossoming and we're becoming a new person.
Mm. Amen. Amen.
So, Ms.
Apology.
Yes. Well, you know, I usually steer clear of those kinds of questions as to, you know, which one stood out. Like Dawn said, they all were phenomenal, but I would have to agree with her. You know, we call them old souls sometimes. DB Jr., the old soul, the wisdom, and the thing that stood out with me about DB Jr. was based on what he was sharing. To me, it was a reflection of what his mom poured into him. It was a reflection of what his dad had poured into him over the years, and that this young man was listening. He was listening to what was he was receiving from mom. He was listening to what he was receiving from dad. It's like he perceives the adult around him, and he draws from the lessons that he learns through these adults around him. And just the humility in him, the gifts, the talents. You know, I had a chance to meet him at the concert when you all were here last summer. And I said, you know what? I've got a new nephew. This is my new nephew right here. just a blessed, phenomenal, polite young man, a gentleman. You know, David, hats off to you, sir. Hats off to you, sir, because you have poured, you know, moms, we do our part as moms, but when you see a young man like DB Jr., you know that his father has poured into him, because you see it reflected in his behavior, his walk, his talk, his mission, how he carries himself. So, well done, David Benton Sr.
Well done, all of the speakers, all of the testimonies. They were phenomenal.
Yes.
Hand clap for all of the speakers. And all the speakers.
Hand clap for all of the speakers.
Hand clap
We definitely, when I tell you that this was different for David and I as well, because Paula G, as you know, being a part of the conference since 2019, I think was your first year, we've mm-hmm. always hosted the show together, or we've had you and David host together. And so it was also a leap of faith for us, you know, to do something different, to hand the hosting over to two people, one who knew what was going on, and the other one had to integrate into it. And so for us to sit on the back, Coach David, how did that feel for you, having this year the ability to just kind of sit back and watch it all play out?
It was beautiful because I got a chance to experience so much of the growth from it. And it's also a teacher to the others around us. It's like, you know, you want people to understand, like, you can come up with the idea or come up with it, but you know what? You got to learn to understand, like, when you create something, is it for you to brag about, or did you create it for everyone? And one thing about the God of Everything Conference is created for everyone. So what we did is we did take faith. And at the same time, we trusted who these two queens are. We trusted who they are and what, because we understand their value, because they understand their value. They have vision. And watch this. They believe in the vision. See?
Yeah.
So it was to say, you know what? You guys do it. because it wasn't about us being seen. So that's what people have to realize. You can create something, but don't try to hold on to it for yourself. And that's why a lot of people, you know, are time growing.
Yes.
Yeah, when we developed the conference itself was, it's about purpose. And so the goal was for us to be able to bring people in who have either identified with their purpose already and never had an opportunity to walk it out, or those who found their purpose while being a part of the conference and utilizing their talents in the years to come. And so from day one, we've had 8-year-olds who started off, you guys remember Altina, who started off 8 years old
with me,
praise and worship, and then at the age of 14, speaking for the first time, and just allowing every year to be a part of her life and just watching how she flourished. She had a chance to connect with Paula G from one of the conferences and ended up on Paula G's platform on My Journey. And so the conference does exactly what it's supposed to do. It's a gift that just continues to give throughout the course of the year. And so once, like Coach David said, when you fold yourself into the vision, the possibilities of using your purpose are limitless. Sister Dawn, could you ever imagine that someone would hear your testimony in the United States over the airwaves of your purpose in what you're trying to do for cancer patients around the world? It's bound to happen, but did you imagine it happening like that quickly?
No, Coach Shea, no. I mean, I'm almost tearing up right now. I have so much emotion inside of me because it's such an honor that you have entrusted me to co-host and to be a part of the God is in Everything conference for the last 3 years. That means something to me. That means that you believe in me. That means that you trust in me. That means that you see that I have the potential to be who and what I want to be. So that counts for so much in my heart, Sister Shea. And everyone involved in the God is in Everything, all of the people in the background, in the forefront, everyone, you know, Paula G, thank you. You know, I just want to show and speak to my gratitude and my appreciation to you so much, Coach Shea, for believing in me, you know, believing in me. I believe in myself, but it's one thing to believe in yourself, but It's something special for those
Amen.
Watching to see
Amen.
What
yeah.
you have to give.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen to that. Amen to that.
Paula,
and,
you
know,
wanted to say something?
Yes. As Dawn was speaking, she is such a testimony to the theme of my show, which is juggling this journey called life while walking in the gifts and talents that God has given you. And I remember when we were first introduced with her and Dawn, you were juggling your journey of life at that time, and you had a lot happening and a lot going on, yet you were still using your gifts and your talents.
Yes.
And for God to bring you through the last 3, 4, 5 years, you know, and just an example of that faith. And as you said, just, you know, every day that you have gotten up and every day that you have awakened, you've used that to further your gifts, to further your talent, your purpose. And you're right, it's great to believe in yourself, but when you have others that see in you and believe in you as well, that is a powerful, powerful thing. So I applaud you from the time that we met and how you navigated your journey of life, but still utilizing the gifts and talents that God has given you. So, yes, my sister.
Yes.
What I also love about what you both are saying is that we get nuggets before we even get to the conference. So the moment that we start having the meet and greet for the conference, you know, the speakers are coming on and each person is sowing into the next person. You don't get that a lot. You don't get that a lot. When you're having events, everyone wants to be heard, but nobody wants to listen. But I notice each year we have a meet and greet. Somebody's getting blessed by someone else. And that's just powerful to be able to connect people from around the world that are connectable. It's just powerful. You know, David and I, when we sit back and watch it, I mean, think about it. We're already planning for 2024. And I'm telling you, this is our 10-year mark. And that 10-year mark literally means everything to us because it's like we're even within the pandemic, we're still going. You know, we were still, how do we do this? We had to really think outside the box to make this happen. And had we not thought outside the box, we wouldn't have someone from Canada on with us tonight giving you their testimony about how they knew they were. I mean, I think your sister said something to you like, it's your time.
Yeah.
So she had to push you into purpose in order for you to get to us to actually allow whatever you had on the inside of you to come out. So we are running down on time. I do want to make sure everybody knows we have Paula G. Voice Lady Wisdom After Midnight on with us, and we have Sister Dawn Barker, Pierre, who is on with us as well. Both were co-hosts and hosts of the God is in Everything conference, Pain to Purpose, and you guys can find the link to that conference on the Beyond the Radio Facebook page. And if you also want to join and look on the Instagram page at Beyond the Fence, that's BeyondTheFence. Ladies, it's been amazing. The time goes by when we're having fun. Of course, you both know it. But I do want to ask if you have any final words in the short period of time that we have for our listeners to remain consistent as it pertains to walking out their purpose. And Sister Dawn, I'll start with you first.
My final words, I think right now what's coming out in my spirit is we've been talking about all night, this is for others. What we do is not for ourselves. I'm doing this for the next generation. I'm doing it for my children. I'm doing it for their children. So we are in this to pave the way for those coming after us. And this is why I do what I do, because my children are watching, and children watch, and they can hear and pick up on what they see and what they hear from us and from their environment. I have to say that it is for the next generation coming, and I would love to see Sister Shay. I'm going to put it out here right now. I would love to bring my 16-year-old on, and I would love to bring my daughter on to speak from the youth perspective, to speak from the young perspective.
Oh, I love it.
That's in my spirit right now, and it's funny because you started talking about 2024, and it was in my spirit, and I said, I want to talk about this, and it aligns.
Well, thank you so much. Make sure we have your information, so make sure we have their information so that we can get everything connected, because 2024 is going to be powerful. Paula D., before you go, Tommy Two Toes does have one more thing to say, and then we're going to come to you, and then Coach David is going to close us out.
All I wanted to say was, you know, I hear a lot of hand clapping for all the great speakers. I want to make sure we give both of you queens a hand clap and a standing ovation for doing a great job. Doing a great job hosting the Guys and Everything conference.
That was the crowd.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes, y'all is a blessing. Yep.
Apologies.
Amen, amen. Thank you. First of all, I want to give Kimmy Kim a shout out. My sister is doing amazing things and continuing to do amazing things. So shout out to Kimmy Kim. And what I would want to say to the audience is that each day you wake up is an opportunity. Each day that you wake up is an opportunity. Miles Monroe said that the richest place on the planet is a cemetery, because so many people go to their graves having not utilize the gifts and their talents. And I urge each and every one of you to take that leap of faith, to utilize your gift and talent, because the greatest conversation that you ever have is the one that takes place in between your ears. What are you speaking to yourself? Is God a part of that conversation? Are you listening to his still, small voice? For he, that is where he is telling you what your I am is. Take that leap of faith.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Coach Dave. I want to both of you guys, I really appreciate it. Y'all go check these women of God out. Paula G. Voice and Miss Don Barker-Pierre. Y'all look them up on all social media and contact them. Be blessed. You, who these women are. We appreciate everyone for listening right here every Sunday right here on Beyond the Radio. Shout out to the Elation family. We love you. We love you. We love you. This may be the first time you heard from Miss Don, but it won't be the last. And shout out to Miss Paula G. Voice and the Beyond the Fence family. We love you. We love you. We love you. And with that being said,
much love. Much love.
Where the music?
Where the music at? She had a dream that she could do it. Somehow she lost her way and didn't stick to it. She wanted the house, the cars, the money. She did all that she could. In her mind she was so focused, doing overtime in the diner. Just wanted someone to wine and dine her. She didn't believe in herself.
Believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself, even if nobody does.
Believe in yourself, believe in yourself,
believe in yourself, even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. To the doctor for some answers. They said she wouldn't make it, she couldn't take it. She did all that she could. Getting sick from the chemo. Bank account started looking real low. She knew she could make it, she wouldn't take it. She believed in herself.
Believe in yourself. You can do it. Believe in yourself. Ain't nothing to
yourself. Believe in yourself. Even if nobody does.
Believe in yourself,
believe in yourself, even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can.
When you can.